Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I don't know what we're going to do today. There's not a lot to talk about. It's today I'm broadcasting live on Saturday, November 9. Let's see, this week was, I had my birthday this week, so you could tell me happy birthday. But I don't know, did anything else go on? Anybody? Let me check. Well, the building's kind of empty. Let me look up here on the TV. Trump, they're talking about Trump for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We got rules of engagement on this program. If you want to send me a text message, which you can do anytime you want to, whether you're listening to me live, delayed, podcast, or you're just laying in bed thinking, I want to tell that Brown guy something. Here's the number on your message app, 33103, 33103. Then you start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael, and then you TMA, tell me anything, or you AMA, ask me anything. So that's the first rule of engagement. And then go over and follow. This would have been a good week to be following me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So go get that done. So Michael, my producer in L.A., asked me before the program started, what did I think about Tuesday, November 5? And those of you who have listened to me for some time know that I started hinting probably a month ago, that what I was hearing from some of the people on the inside of the campaign was that their internal polling showed that things looked pretty good. But I wasn't willing to allow myself to come out and say publicly that there's a good chance that Trump's going to win. Although I really believe that. And then Trump started doing crazy things, on the surface. They seemed crazy. Going to New Mexico for a rally in Albuquerque, going to Coachella, doing those little stops. Now, I understand some of the original stops in the state of New York were because he was sitting in a courtroom. So, you know, during lunch hour or during a break or, you know, when court's over with, let's go to a barbershop. Let's go to the Bronx. Let's go to Brooklyn. And then he did the Madison Square Garden thing. And then he stopped in Virginia. And on the surface, that would look like, okay, you're wasting your time. Turns out he's not. And what I was hearing about what was going on inside the campaign was true. Their internal polling showed that they believed that they had not just the 270 electoral votes to win the presidency, but they were probably going to go way beyond that. And in fact, they did go way beyond that. If you can find it online, there is a map that shows the counties, not the states, which I know we count electoral votes based on the states. But if you look at the counties, because for example, Colorado, and our electoral votes went to Kamala Harris, because this is primarily because of Denver in the Front Range. It is primarily a blue state. They own all the statewide offices. And Democrats back in 2008 or so, I forget when it was exactly, published a strategy. They published it right out for everybody to read, called the Blueprint. Ironic, right? The Blueprint. And it was how they were going to turn Colorado blue, and they did so. And they did so primarily by starting at something I've been preaching about for a long time, starting at lower-level offices and working their way up, getting people elected to school districts, getting people elected to county commissioners, and then they would start moving up and become state legislators. And then, you know, we would take a congressman that was a Democrat, and he would come back and run for governor, and he'd get the governor's office. And slowly but surely, they turned Colorado blue. But if you look at the map of Colorado and the counties that voted Harris versus the counties that voted for Trump, Colorado looks like a red state. The problem is those blue counties have the dominance of the population. So if you look at the entire country, it's a sea of red, except for a few spots in Texas, these spots in Colorado, a few, you know, places around Albuquerque and area in New Mexico. If you look at California, California is a fascinating place because if you look at California, it's as if along the Oregon-California border, somebody took a corkscrew and opened the top of that border and just poured red ink into the middle of California. And between the mountains and through the breadbasket of California down through the central part of California, you know, setting San Francisco and the coastal cities over on one side, and then setting the areas that along the Nevada border on another side, it's all red. And if you look at New York, it's the same thing. Upstate New York, a lot of red. Around New York City, a lot of blue. You look at Florida. Oh, my gosh, Florida. Miami-Dade County. You look at all of the details, the demographics. This was a red tsunami. And while I wanted to believe that, I didn't want to say it. But the Senate was pretty easy to predict because the numbers, you know, we elect one-third of the senators every 2 years. So just simply based on the numbers, we were likely to gain the Senate. Plus, we had two independents, formerly Democrats, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who were not running again. So those were two likely pickups. West Virginia, yes. Arizona, still in question. But Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, longtime political dynasty in Pennsylvania, falls to Trump. And while there are, you know, victory always has, you know, defeat, well, let's find somebody to blame. Let's find the scapegoat, and let's push the scapegoat over the cliff. But victory always has all of these, you know, mothers that birth all of the victory. And everybody's a mother of the victory. So I want to point out one person in particular. Scott Pressler, a name that maybe you have, unless you're in Pennsylvania, probably haven't heard. I think Trump may have mentioned Scott Pressler in his speech the night of the election, or he may not. It's immaterial. Scott Pressler did probably more than anybody else in Pennsylvania to turn that state red. He put together a get-out-the-vote ground game that was simply amazing. Not only was it, let's make sure that everybody that's registered Republican that we know is going to vote for Trump, get out and vote for Trump and vote out and get out there and vote early because we can bank those votes. Now, many people would have argued that by banking those votes, and this was the Democrat, this is the talking point from some Republicans, but primarily from the cabal, that by banking those votes early, you're cannibalizing those people because they would normally go vote on election day and you've just got them voting now on, you know, 2 weeks ahead of Election Day. But that wasn't his strategy. And that's what most people missed. By banking those votes, in other words, getting the likely voters out to go ahead and cast their vote, and to do that early, that then frees up time, energy, and resources to focus on what's now in our political vernacular, low propensity voters. Those voters that register Republican or are of a particular demographic group or of a particular income group or of a particular persuasion about religion or any other issue that they have identified. Because in this era of big data, whether you want to live off the grid or not, good luck. There's still so much data about each of us that we can drill down into that data and find out you're a low propensity. You voted 2 years ago, but you didn't vote last year. You voted 4 years ago or maybe 8 years ago, but you didn't vote the last time. But you are a registered Republican, or you have indicated in polling or samples or phone calls or text messages or whatever that you are a likely Trump voter. So by banking all of those early votes, that gave Scott Pressler time to organize, get out the vote for those low propensity voters and to focus on them as opposed to the people who are going to vote for Trump anyway. And then that carried through out the blue wall. So that's what happened on Tuesday all across the country. But now the real difficult part starts. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. And do me a favor and go subscribe to the podcast. It's The Situation with Michael Brown. Find that on your podcast app. Search for it. And when you find The Situation with Michael Brown, hit subscribe, and that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday morning program, plus this weekend program. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today. Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dusty Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. So there is, for those of us who are conservative, libertarian, constitutionalists, this is a day to celebrate. This week has been a day of celebration. And we ought to be happy about it. And we ought to... We ought to step back for a moment and think about, everybody likes to talk about, and I probably will too. Everybody likes to talk about the details of the returns. Who voted? Why did they vote? What did it look like in the blue wall? You know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Why are we still waiting on, for example, on a Senate race in Arizona, Maricopa County? Why are we waiting on a congressional district, the 8th congressional district in Colorado, which will help determine the fate of the U.S. House of Representatives? There are a lot of things like that to talk about. But I want to talk for a moment on a much higher plane. Now, I don't mean that like, intellectually higher. I want to step back from some of the details. And maybe this is, again, confirmation bias on my part. But it's always been my belief, always, that the majority of Americans, now I don't know whether that's 50% plus one, you know, there's one person out of 345 million Americans or whatever the number is, there's one person out there that puts us right over 50%, or whether it's 55% or 60%. But I've always believed that this country is, generally speaking, a center-right country. That the majority of Americans, whatever that percentage might be, is generally conservative slash libertarian slash constitutionalist. And we generally believe that the less that government does, the less it taxes and regulates us, the more it leaves us alone, the more we can thrive. And I mean that not just individually, but as a society, as a nation, we can thrive. And that's why the founders set the Constitution up the way they did. The whole concept of federalism, that the government that's at the lowest level should be the most representative of the people and have, you know, the most broad authority. And that other government, that as you get higher and higher in the hierarchy of federalism, you go from local government to state government to federal government, that the higher you get, the issues or the policies or the issues over which the federal government has purview might be greater in the sense of their impact on the nation, but it should be more limited in the number of things that the federal government should oversee. That's why when you look at Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution, the legislative branch, it's a government of limited and enumerated powers. The Founding Fathers thought, yes, there are some things that ought to be dealt with at a national level. And number one, defense, immigration, is a great example. Why should immigration be handled at the national level? Because immigration, not as we currently understand it, but as the founders understood it, immigration was a way to build the country, to populate the country. Remember, in the 1700s, there weren't many of us around. And in fact, geographically, we were small. So they knew that immigration was going to be key to making the country grow. And we wanted people to come that wanted to come and join in this great experiment of individual liberty, individual freedom, limited government, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all of those things. We wanted people who really wanted to assimilate, who really wanted to participate in a civil society based on the ideas set forth in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution. So we needed a national immigration policy. Plus, you didn't want, you know, at the time, 13 colonies, 13 states. You didn't want 13 states having 13 separate individual immigration policies. Nor today do we want 50 individual states having their own immigration policy, although when it comes to sanctuary cities, it seems that that is exactly what they're trying to do. So the founding fathers said, look, let's have immigration be one of the enumerated powers of the United States Congress. And let's put that in the legislative branch. And the legislative branch was originally set up this way, prior to the 17th Amendment, that the lower house, what we call the Congress, the House of Representatives, would be elected in apportioned among the states, meaning that the states, based on their population, would get a certain number of congressmen, and they would be elected every 2 years so that we could hold them accountable. That's why spending bills and tax bills have to start in the House, because if they try to impose too many taxes on us, we can throw the bums out 2 years down the road. We don't have to wait 6 years. And the Senate was supposed to represent the states. That's why prior to the 17th Amendment, every state legislature had to come to an agreement about who would represent, for example, since I'm sitting in Colorado, let's use the state of Colorado. And let's use the state of Colorado right now because it's controlled by Democrats. But it's not always been controlled by Democrats. And there are still some Republicans. Now, there's a supermajority in the Senate, but there's not a supermajority in the House at the state level. So prior to the 17th Amendment, all of those Republicans and Democrats in both the Colorado House and Senate would have to get together, and they would have to reach an agreement. Now, let's set aside the first time they did it, because the first time they did it, they had to come up with two people. But let's say we're down the road a ways. So they appoint someone for a six-year term. They have to come to an agreement on a bipartisan basis, like we've got to get enough Republicans or enough Democrats to agree that we ought to appoint Joe Blow as a U.S. Senator because he's going to represent us, the state of Colorado, at the federal government. It was perfect symmetry until Woodrow Wilson came along. And the progressives started getting a foothold in and started destroying federalism. So some of the things that we have to celebrate about being a center-right country, let's think more about that next. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. It is a weekend of celebration. And first, let me just say thank you to everybody sending text messages in, wishing me a belated happy birthday. I appreciate that. But what we're doing right now is I want us to think about what this Trump victory means. He had long coattails. He had coattails like Ronald Reagan had in 1980. But now that he's won, the very, very difficult job of governing begins. And Republicans are not very good at governing. Republicans are always, what's the phrase? Snapping victory, snapping defeat from the jaws of victory. Republicans tend to do that a lot. But I think there's good news. And I think the good news is, in the very first appointment that Donald Trump made, and that was Susie Wiles. Michael, who's Susie Wiles? Who's that? She going to be the Secretary of Defense? Nope, she's going to be the Chief of Staff. And he announced it early, and he announced it fast. And I think what we're going to see, now look, Trump's always going to be Trump. You know, our character, my character, my character. I know that I'm a sarcastic a-hole, and I always have been, and I always will. And I know that I always push the envelope. I always, you know, my wife, my entire family, and my friends are always like, why do you push things as far as you can when you know it's going to come back and blow back on you? Well, because if it's the right thing to do, then I want to see how far I can get it. I'm kind of an anti-authoritarian. I'm kind of like, if that's the right thing to do, then I think we ought to be doing it. And to hell with everything else. Sometimes I'm not very good at picking my battles. Sometimes I just go charging in, Don Quixote, tilting at the windmills, trying to get things done. And I know that. And I say that because, and I'm not trying to compare myself to Trump, I'm just saying that we all have our personalities, and those get formed very young, at young ages, and it's a combination of our genetics and our environment. And we are who we are. Now, I know we can change things. And we can, you know, if you have an addictive personality and you end up an alcoholic, I know that you can get that under control. I've never been an alcoholic, so I wouldn't know, but I understand that once an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic, but you learn to control it. And you fight that battle all the time. And I admire people that are able to do that. Trump will always be Trump. And Trump will always at times do those things that will cause those of us who voted for him and support him and want him to succeed to drop our chin to our chest and go, oh, why did you say that? Or why did you do that? So let's just get it embedded in our brains right now that that's going to happen, and it's nothing we can do about it, and all we can hope is for the best. But the appointment of Susie Wiles as his chief of staff says probably more than anything else, not just about the campaign, but about how he intends to govern from the Oval Office. I did a little bit of this yesterday, but I want to go through it again because obviously I have a larger audience today. But as someone who has spent a lot of time in the Oval Office and watched how a president manages the West Wing, because the West Wing, while the West Wing itself, geographically speaking, space-wise, is very, very small, the numbers of people, in fact, let me do something I don't often do here. I'm just typing. I want to Google something. I want to see if the executive office of the president. Let me just, I just Googled real quickly, which took me to whitehouse.gov. The executive office of the president includes the Council of Economic Advisors, Council on Environmental Quality, the Domestic Policy Council. This one, obviously I'm looking at the Biden. whitehouse.gov, a gender policy council. Good grief. Get rid of that stupid thing. National Economic Council, the National Security Council, a climate policy office. Get rid of that. The Office of the Intellectual Property Enforcement Coordinator. Yeah, maybe okay. I don't remember that under Bush. Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, Office of Management and Budget, Office of National Drug Control Policy, Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response, Office of Public Engagement, Office of Science and Technology, Office of the National Cyber Director, Office of the United States Trade Representative, the Presidential Personnel Office, the National Space Council. I mean, there are just thousands of people in the executive office of the president. So it's like managing a small company. And as the CEO of that small company, you're not only managing that office itself and having to deal with all of those people, but then you have your cabinet, Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security, Commerce, Agriculture, Secretary of State. You've got all of those cabinet officials, and then you had people like me, all of the undersecretaries, and so you're managing all of us. And then you're trying to manage the Congress, the Supreme Court, the embassies around the world. You're trying to manage all of the things that come at you that you don't expect. You wake up every morning expecting to take care of XYZ. And instead, you get the presidential daily brief, and you suddenly realize that a skirmish has broken out between China and Taiwan, or that China's doing something in the South China Sea, and they're bumping into ships in the Philippines. Or you find out that for whatever reason, something's blown up in Southeast Asia. Or something's happening domestically that you have to deal with. So your agenda for the day goes out the window. And everybody, trust me on this one, everybody wants to rub shoulders with the president. So everybody's got the greatest idea since sliced bread, and they want to present that to the president. They want the president to adopt this policy. They want the president to do this. So you have to manage those thousands of people, let's just say 1,000 people. You have to manage the 1,000 people in the executive office of the president, and you do that because you have a press secretary. You have a chief of staff. The chief of staff has maybe 2 or 3 deputy chiefs of staff. You've got the communications director. You've got the director of legislative affairs. You've got the director of you've got the National Security Council. You've got the National Homeland Security Council. You've got the Economic Council. All of those people are coming up and trying to implement your policies, implement your agenda, because you set this broad agenda. I want to deregulate. I want us to drill. I want us to, you know, end the war in Ukraine. I want to make sure that China understands that, you know, there's a new sheriff in town. I want Israel to understand that there's a new sheriff in town, and I fully support Israel in defending itself. So you've got to get all of that agenda spread out throughout the entire bureaucracy. And the way you do that is through the chief of staff. Why do I emphasize so much about the chief of staff? Because she was also the co-chair of the campaign. So when you look at how this campaign was run, now we know that Trump would be giving a speech, and much like I will do, you know, I'll get a text message or I'll see an email or I'll see something up here on the TV screen. It'll cause me to chase that squirrel. It'll cause me to go chase Peanut. And suddenly I'm off on something else for a while. He calls it his weave. I call it chasing squirrels. But he'll eventually come back to it. He was disciplined. He was focused. He was on message. And he worked his ass off. For a guy of his age, he has the stamina and the ability and the resilience and the energy. You think about everything that guy has been facing. Lawsuits out the wazoo. Trying to destroy not just him, but his business, his family, friends, associates. The lawfare was amazing. And then they literally try to kill him. And yet he persevered. And he was able to persevere. And if you watched him closely throughout that campaign, you saw a different Donald Trump. I think in defeat, And I think in the lawfare, and I think in the assassination attempts, let's go back to sometime in, I forget whether it was 2013 or 14, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Barack Obama is president. Donald Trump is in the audience. And Donald Trump sits there, kind of head down, but eyes up, glaring at Barack Obama. Because Barack Obama is vilifying him. Barack Obama is vilifying Donald Trump in front of all these muckety-mucks at the Capitol Hilton in downtown D.C. And Trump, I know, was thinking to himself at that time, okay, all right, you want to get it on? Hold my beer. You've just lit the match, and I'm going to explode. And I think that's when he decided to initially run for president. Now you fast forward. He gets beat in 2020. And he believes that he won. He believes that he won, but he lost. Whether you believe it or not, he lost. How do we know he lost? Because he hasn't been in the White House for 4 years. He left on January 20th. Yes. So we know that he lost. But I think that made him more determined than ever. And that's what we saw in this past campaign. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Your life's online. Your personal info shouldn't be. With today's hackers, locking it up isn't enough. Disguise your data with Cloaked. Cloaked identifies and removes data threats, then prevents future threats by generating on-demand aliases to disguise your phone number, email address, even credit card number. Stay online, stay safe, stay Cloaked. Get a free safety check at Cloaked.com to see if your personal info is compromised. That's Cloaked.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Samson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview. Conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So let's wrap up real quickly this hour about why I think Susie Wiles is such a brilliant choice to be chief of staff. One, she kept Trump on message during the campaign. Their strategy was brilliant. And they stuck to the strategy. And when it was time to change tactics in order to meet the objective of the strategy, they were willing to do so. And when they saw opportunity that may have not made sense to an outsider about, hey, let's stop in Virginia or let's stop in New York because we might be able to swing a couple of congressional seats or influence a Senate seat, then let's go do that. So she obviously, for someone, for a Donald Trump that we are told by those on the left is a misogynist, chauvinist, sexist a-hole that hates women, he obviously loves strong-willed women. Because that's what Susie Wiles is. Do you know she started out as a scheduler? Which is not an easy job, so don't misinterpret that. She started out as a scheduler for Ronald Reagan. That's how long she's been involved in politics. And I say that because I think about my scheduler when I was the undersecretary. Oh, my God, was she a tough old bird. Not old, but she was a tough bird. Because she knew that she had to keep me on schedule. And she knew that she had to help control who came in and out of my office so that I could get the work done that needed to be done in any given day or particularly when I was traveling. So Susie Wiles has made her way up to and including helping run Ron DeSantis' campaign, Rick Scott's campaign. She's been involved as a lobbyist. She's done all sorts of things. But the most important thing she's done is that she got the trust of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump respected it and followed her advice. And so now she's going to be the chief of staff. And I think we are going to see an entirely different West Wing than we saw in 2016. And I think it's going to be a West Wing that's going to be disciplined. Now, again, Trump's still going to be Trump. There'll be days when you'll think to yourself, Michael Brown told us that West Wing was going to be disciplined. Well, look, it looks like a clown car today. Well, every president has those days. And Trump will be Trump, and I'm sure there'll be days when he's off on a foreign visit somewhere or he's traveling the country and he says something and the media will latch onto it and that's all you'll hear about for 72 hours. But behind the scenes, they're going to start getting stuff done. And they're already having an effect. They're already having an effect. The idea that a new sheriff's in town is already causing ripples around the world. that migrant caravan, all those illegal aliens in the caravan that are headed to the Mexican-Texas border already, starting to break up. Yep. Maybe we don't want to go in right now. I bet you'll start to see some self-deportations. You've already seen Qatar. We're going to skip over to the Middle East now. Qatar has already kicked Hamas and the Hamas leadership out of the country. They see the writing on the wall. They know that Trump is going to be coming down hard on Iran, which is the proxy supporter of Hamas. So Qatar's like, wipe our hands of that. Get out of the country. We got to deal with this new sheriff. You're already seeing the effects of just his presence and the winning this week. So where do we go from here? What happens next? Well, we have to govern. And Trump's made promises. Some pretty big-ass promises at that. Deportation. I want to set expectations. Let's use deportation as an example. He talks about, mass deportation. I'll be happy if he just starts deporting the criminals. You got to start somewhere. Now, back in the 50s, the late 50s, President Eisenhower had something called Operation Wetback. That's the name of it. And it was Dwight Eisenhower looked around and said, wait, we got too many illegal aliens coming into the country. So we're going to start Operation Wetback, and we're going to start pushing these people, taking these people back to their country of origin, and he did it. So we have precedent for it. It can be done. And I think there will be a lot of self-deportation. I think a lot of people who have come here, I think Venezuelans, for example, the courts have already ruled that you can't just automatically start granting all of these people what's called parole, has nothing to do with jail, parole in terms of immigration status, temporary protected status. No, revoke that. If you can't get that and you can't get automatic work documents, work permits, why would a Venezuelan or Cuban or a Haitian come here? So just by revoking those simple things, you'll start slowing it down, and some people will start self-deporting. But then comes all of the economic issues, the cultural issues, like transgenders in sports and all of that. Yes, it's going to be a wild ride. Hang on, because here we go. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment. The number's 33103 on your message app. Just start your message, tell me anything, ask me anything. Use either Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Every 26 seconds, violent crime takes place in the United States, and rising crime threatening families. That's why the Saber Pepper Projectile Launcher should be your first choice. It's the only 68-caliber launcher with a 7 projectile capacity, offering up to 40% more shots than other brands for superior home defense. For nearly 50 years, Saber has been dedicated to making the world safer. Trusted by law enforcement and millions of families, Saber provides powerful, non-lethal protection, both at home and on the go. For extra peace of mind, Saber's pepper sprays are ideal for on-the-go safety, and Saber's door bars block up to 650 pounds of force to keep intruders out. Visit SaberRadio.com or call 844-824-SAFE to protect your family today. That's SaberRadio.com. Or call 844-824-SAFE.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew, Washington. Former President Trump has been declared the winner of Nevada's presidential race. That adds six more electoral votes to his victory margin. Also in the Silver State, Democrat Jackie Rosen barely holds on to her Democrat-held Senate seat. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says with this week's election victory, Donald Trump will get to work right away on the border.
I mean, I think Trump will reimpose the policies he had on the border. I think he's going to be able to get the money for the wall now. I mean, the Democrats can hardly oppose it since Harris said they were in favor of it.
Senator Talent interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Southern California firefighters have gained ground against a wildfire that's destroyed at least 132 structures.
It's like trying to put out a blowtorch with a squirt gun.
Ventura County Fire Department Captain Tony McHale's comments on ABC 7 Los Angeles. It's all more than just a headline for some people like Dawn DeLeon, who lost her home.
First it skipped us and it started burning our neighbor's house past us. We thought we were okay. Evacuated anyway, and today came back and the house was gone.
Charles de la Desma reports evacuations are gathering pace near an active volcano in Indonesia.
Indonesia's Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano is spewing towering columns of hot ash high into the air on Saturday, days after a huge eruption killed nine people and injured dozens of others. Villager Batan Agnes tells the AP, "We ran among the falling sand and rocks. Smoke and fire continued to glow." The island's Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation says volcanic materials, including smoldering rocks, lava and hot thumb-sized fragments of gravel and ash, were thrown up 5 miles into the air from the crater on Friday. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Seattle police say they have arrested a man in connection with random stabbings over the past several days. Deputy Police Chief Eric Barden telling Como News.
Officers located a suspect matching a description given by witnesses. Officers detained that individual.
Assault charges have been filed against a man accused of shooting at occupied vehicles in North Carolina's capital city.
Raleigh police say the 23-year-old suspect faces multiple charges in addition to assault. A second person detained at the time of his arrest has been released without any charges being filed. The case came to light after several people reported gunfire on Interstate 40 in Raleigh and suburban Cary around the Wednesday morning rush hour. Reports of other similar shootings then surfaced. One person hit in the leg suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Rich Thomason reporting.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New Orleans' former Six Flags theme park, the one shuttered in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, has finally come down.
The Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, reports demolition took place at the eastern New Orleans site of carnival rides and buildings just off Interstate 10 that never reopened after Katrina struck. Developer Troy Henry and others are advancing new plans for the land through a development partnership called Bayou Phoenix. He says Bayou Phoenix has reached an agreement with one of three anchor tenants.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The University of Florida student newspaper reports men's basketball coach Todd Golden is facing allegations of sexual harassment, sexual exploitation, stalking, and cyber-stalking multiple women, including students, over the past 12 months. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining in. Glad to have you with me. Got some rules of engagement on this program. They're pretty easy, though. If you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find all the social media icons for X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You can click on those. Those will take you to my social media sites. You can click follow or subscribe and get all of that done. If you're trying to find a place to listen to the program, one of our 350 affiliates across the country, go to the tab that says How to Listen. Pull down that tab, and you'll find an interactive map that shows all the stations across the country that carry the program, when they carry the program. A lot of the stations repeat the program throughout the weekend. So you'll find all of that at michaelsaysgohere.com. Then do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you, once you find that, click subscribe. That gets you all 5 days of the weekday morning drive program that I do here in Denver, plus the weekend program. So get that done right now. And of course, you know the text line, 33103. Send me text anytime. Kind of a potpourri of things for this hour, but I want to start with something that occurred on Glenn Beck's program yesterday. So this is courtesy of the Glenn Beck program. But one of the things that I had posted about on X was one of the things that Republicans have got to learn. Now, Democrats have got to learn some things too, but let's talk about Republicans first. Republicans have got to learn to govern. And Republicans, as much as Democrats do, Republicans need to sit back, shut up, and sit down for a moment. And the reason I say that with such is because we have another election going on. And it's a vote to elect the Senate Majority Leader, who is currently Chuck Schumer, the senior senator from New York. So we need to elect and Mitch McConnell, who I think is going to retire at the end of his term, has already announced that he is going to step down as, if the Senate goes Republican, which it has, that he will not seek to be majority leader anymore. Now, I have kind of a love-hate relationship with Mitch McConnell because he flip-flops all the time. Some days he supports Trump, some days he doesn't. But he is a master when it comes to picking good people to run that are electable. Now, I may not agree with the people that he chooses, but the Senate Majority Leader controls something called the Senate Majority Fund. It's the Senate, campaign fund. And they use that. I mean, there's hundreds of billions of dollars in this campaign fund. And they use it. All senators contribute to it. They raise all of this money, and that money is used to elect Republican senators across the country to keep a majority. And Mitch McConnell was good at that. Didn't always like the people he chose, but they tend to get elected. The three people that have announced that they want to be the new Senate Majority Leader when Republicans take over in January, John Cornyn of Texas, John Thune of, South Dakota, North or South Dakota, one of the Dakotas, and Rick Scott of Florida. Now, come on. With all due respect to my friends that listen to the program in Texas, you know that John Cornyn is a piece of you-know-what. He is the biggest non-conservative conservative in the U.S. Senate. He's a horrible senator. But he's been there forever. I don't know why you guys keep electing him. I just don't get it. It's like you... Are you trying to make up for electing a really conservative like Ted Cruz? So you feel guilty, so let's elect, you know, a Republican in name only like John Cornyn? He's not a conservative. He's a swamp rat. So no John Cornyn. Mark him off the list. John Thune is only slightly better. I mean, if it came down to John Cornyn and John Thune, I'd say, okay, John Thune. But there's a third alternative, Rick Scott. Now, Rick Scott hasn't always been what I would call a diehard conservative, but I think he's learned. And of all the three, that would be my choice. So the very first decision that the new Republican majority is going to have to make is who are we going to elect to be our leader in the Senate? Now, why is this important? It's incredibly important because the Senate Majority Leader sets the agenda. The Senate Majority Leader has the ultimate power to decide which piece of legislation actually gets a vote. So let's say that there's a bill to, abolish the income tax. Let's have a wet dream here. That there's a bill to abolish the income tax. The Senate majority, let's say it passes the House. It goes to the Senate. Well, the Senate majority leader can kill the bill by assigning it to a committee and telling that committee chair, don't you ever hold a hearing. Or he can just keep the bill on his desk, figuratively speaking, and never even assign it to a committee. He can kill the legislation. Or let's say that he goes, okay, go have a hearing, go do all that stuff, and it gets voted out of committee, but he never brings it up for a vote on the Senate floor. The Senate Majority Leader also has the appointment power. Who am I going to select to be the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee? Who am I going to select to be the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee? You know, that might get to oversee some, can you imagine, if you want to drive your Democrat friends apoplectic, if you want to see them have a brain aneurysm, let them think about the possibility of Trump during the next 4 years getting to appoint some new Supreme Court justices. Now, I don't think Clarence Thomas is going to retire, but let's say that Clarence Thomas or Samuel Alito decide to retire. Well, Trump, with a Senate majority of Republicans, could appoint younger conservative constitutionalists to replace those two. Or let's take Sonia Sotomayor, the longest-serving liberal justice. She's 72 years old or something. She has type 1 diabetes. She gives no indication of retiring anytime soon. I don't know why she would. But let's say, for whatever reason, let's say that she has some health issue and she decides that she, I need to retire. Oh, now Trump gets to replace her. Well, the U.S. Senate, controlled by Republicans, I hope would, and a Senate majority leader, would push through a constitutionalist, an originalist, someone who will look at the Constitution and say, oh, look, it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and it says shall not be infringed. That's what it means. There is the possibility of some amazing things in the next just 4 years. And I'm not even talking about perhaps the next 12 years or longer. So the election of the Senate Majority Leader is incredibly important. But what if none of those people became the Senate Majority Leader? What if it was somebody else? Wait till you hear what someone has suggested. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. That's next.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Your life's online. Your personal info shouldn't be. With today's hackers, locking it up isn't enough. Disguise your data with Cloaked. Cloaked identifies and removes data threats, then prevents future threats by generating on-demand aliases to disguise your phone number, email address, even credit card number. Stay online, stay safe, stay cloaked. Get a free safety check at cloaked.com to see if your personal info is compromised. That's cloaked.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
¶¶
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So we're talking about the awesome power of the Senate Majority Leader, because that's the next big shoe to drop in terms of this new era of conservative, what I hope to be, conservative governance for at least the next 4 years. And, of course, with the Democrats in as much disarray as they are right now, absolutely refusing to understand why they lost. Oh, my gosh. We may do that the next hour. I really think it's worth thinking about and understanding why I believe they lost. But right now we're talking about the Senate Majority Leader. So the three names have been tossed in the hat, and I don't think that there's much of a unanimous agreement that any one of these three would be a great Senate Majority Leader. Now, think about what I told you in that last segment about how much power the Senate Majority Leader has. Think just about Supreme Court justices. You know, one of the things that happens when a Supreme Court vacancy occurs, or, you know what, well, the way it usually happens is this. A justice will ask for a meeting with the president and say, Mr. President, I'm thinking about retiring, and I wanted to give you a heads up so that you have time to start thinking about my replacement. And then they go back to their chambers and do their work. But the White House goes into full operational mode. Let's start scouring. Now, they may already have. In fact, this is one of the things that probably Susie Wiley, the chief of staff, will do. Let's start compiling a list of names. Let's go to the Federalist Society. Let's start looking at some of the appellate court just judges. And let's start compiling a potential list of names for any Supreme Court justices that we might have an opportunity to appoint. So that when that meeting occurs between a retiring justice, but even before it's announced, they can at least start vetting a few people to whittle it down to three, four, five names. Well, they'll let the Senate Majority Leader know that this is going to come up. And the Majority Leader can either fast-track that, slow-walk it, as they did with one of Obama's. You know, Merrick Garland, the current Attorney General, almost became a U.S. Supreme Court Justice because in Barack Obama's lame term, he nominated Merrick Garland, but Mitch McConnell refused to bring it to a vote because he knew that come January, he was going to have a Republican majority, so he just sat on that nomination, didn't do anything. That's how powerful they are. So whoever that next majority leader is, I want it to be someone that is going to carry forward the agenda of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Do you know who the president of the Senate is?
Do you? The United States Constitution says that the Vice President of the United States shall serve as the President of the Senate and preside over the Senate when necessary and will break ties in the Senate when necessary. Oh. Huh. Do you know who the first Vice President of the United States was? Who was Washington's Vice President? Does anybody know? John Adams. John Adams was the first President of the United States Senate. Do you know that John Adams presided over the U.S. Senate as the Senate Majority Leader 200 years ago? Yes. The Constitution says he's the President of the Senate. Just as, let me draw a little bit of a parallel for you. Everybody thinks that the Speaker of the House of Representatives has to be a member of the United States Congress. It does not. Anybody. Hell's bells, if they went crazy enough, they could nominate me. Now, not that I would get enough votes, but if they thought they had 218 votes to confirm me as the Speaker of the House, they could do that. It doesn't have to be a member of Congress. It can be anybody. The House gets to decide who their Speaker is. Well, the Senate doesn't get to decide who their President is. That's set by the Constitution. And the President of the Senate, the equivalent of the Speaker of the House, is the Vice President of the United States. What if the senators decided to vote to make J.D. Vance their Senate Majority Leader? This little conversation occurred on the Glenn Beck Show yesterday. Take a listen.
The Senate, as we're talking about Mike Lee.
He's talking Mike Lee.
I don't know if you saw this, but Thune just came out yesterday and said, you know, for his own good, Donald Trump should stay out of this Senate race. And I thought, well, okay, well, you just signed your own death warrant. You know, Cornyn and Thune, that is business as usual. If we don't have...
I totally agree. You know, Beck and I may have our disagreements, but I totally agree with him on this one. Thune and Cornyn are just bad. That's just a bad idea. Rick Scott? Okay, I could live with Rick Scott, but hang tight.
Somebody who, do you think he'll put his thumb on the scale and come out for Rick Scott?
Let me tell you the Charlie Kirk plan, which is now going public. Thune or Cornyn is almost assuredly going to win. John Adams presided over the U.S. Senate as Senate Majority Leader 200 years ago as Vice President of the United States. So I think J.D. Vance should be President of the Senate and become Senate Majority Leader. And he would control the Senate.
I am in love with that. I said that just the other day. I didn't know if anybody, you know, if that, you know, it was possible with J.D., but he would be fantastic.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Does he get the access to the Senate GOP funds?
Huh? Yes. Let me build out how this would work. Essentially, the Constitution says that the Vice President is the President of the Senate, highest ranking officer, and when he sits in the chair, that's the way it is. There is no question about it. This is, again, Senator Mike Lee came up with this. This is a 1 a.m. phone call from Senator Mike Lee last night, and he had me at hello.
Think about that. Now, stay tuned. They're not quite done. Charlie Kirk, Glenn Beck, discussing the idea of J.D. Vance, who will be the President of the Senate, also getting elected as Senate Majority Leader. Wow. You know, let me tell you about a Fox voter analysis. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. They're pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone.
They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about this idea that was been floated by Mike Lee as for J.D. Vance to serve as the Senate Majority Leader. The Vice President, according to the Constitution, is the President of the Senate. So he can provide, he can preside over proceedings of the Senate, and John Adams did that. John Adams, of course, it was a different time. John Adams presided over the U.S. Senate. You know, newly formed country, first vice president, Constitution says I'm the president of the Senate. I'll go bang the gavel and I'll shuffle legislation through. There was not such a thing as Senate Majority Leader during John Adams' term, but there is nothing that prevents the president of the Senate serving as Senate Majority Leader. He can preside over the Senate. He can be the Senate Majority Leader. And the idea is, instead of electing one of these existing senators, now J.D. Vance obviously is a senator from Ohio, but once he's sworn in, on January 20th, 2025, he will vacate the office as the junior senator from Ohio and become the Vice President of the United States and the President of the U.S. Senate. Somebody asked on the text line what happens to his seat that will get appointed by the governor. And obviously the governor will appoint a Republican, so they'll still maintain their majority. But this idea of J.D. Vance serving as majority leader would ensure that President Trump's agenda gets a fair hearing in the U.S. Senate. Because, with all due respect to my friends in South Dakota, Texas, and for that matter, Florida, who would you trust more to see that bills that the president wants heard by the Senate to actually be heard? Would you trust John Cornyn to do that? I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust John Thune to do it. And I would slightly trust Rick Scott to do it. Rick Scott has seen the light. I can't say the same thing for John Thune and Cornyn. Plus, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, man, as Biden would say. Here's the deal, man. J.D. Vance, as vice president, has got a lot of cachet that the other three don't. J.D. Vance, as a newly elected U.S. senator, doesn't come with all the baggage that these guys that have been there for, you know, 18, 24, 30-some years, he doesn't have that baggage either. And J.D. Vance's loyalty is to Donald Trump, not to special interests, not to anybody that's trying to prevent or push legislation through. It would be a revolutionary idea. And it would show that the old way of just letting the establishment run everything, that those days are gone. You know, there is worldwide, and I think that Trump's the tip of the spear of it. I've said before on this program and on my weekday program that I believe that the world has been kind of inching toward tyranny worldwide. Communism, fascism, Marxism is getting its hold in places, even in places like Germany and France. Look at what happened in the Netherlands. Did you see the literal anti-Semitic attack against Jews that had traveled from Israel to the Netherlands to watch a soccer game? And when the soccer game was over, there was a coordinated terrorist attack against Jews in, of all places, Amsterdam, the home of Anne Frank. Seriously. The United States, with the election of Donald Trump, has said, stop. We're not going to allow this kind of anti-Semitism, this kind of tyranny, this kind of Marxism and fascism to get a toehold. We're going to stop this. Well, it's really no longer even conservative versus liberal. It's not even Republican versus Democrat anymore. I think it's freedom and liberty versus tyranny. I think that's where we are in the history of the world. And that, if you go back to election night, Fox News had sat on this information for, and I understand why. They had been doing a survey of hundreds of thousands of individuals to get a voter profile. I forget what they called it, but it was pretty much voter sentiment. And when it came to, do we need, one of the questions was about change. And how much change do we need in terms of our politics and our government? And the spectrum went from the left, and I don't mean left politically, I mean just over here on the left side. It went from no change all the way across the spectrum to we need to literally upend, break things, and have dramatic change. And almost 70 to 75% of those hundreds of thousands of voters that they surveyed wanted radical change. This conversation on the Glenn Beck program yesterday with Charlie Kirk represents the kind of radical change that this country needs.
The Senate, as we're talking about Mike Lee, I don't know if you saw this, but Thune just came out yesterday and said, you know, for his own good, Donald Trump should stay out of this Senate race. And I thought, well, okay, well, you just signed your own death warrant. But Cornyn and Thune, that is business as usual. If we don't have somebody who... do you think he'll put his thumb on the scale and come out for Rick Scott?
Well, let me tell you.
Now, before they get into the idea of J.D. Vance, keep in mind the power that the Senate Majority Leader has, controlling legislation, appointments, all of those things. And now think about voters and what we just witnessed last Tuesday. We witnessed a red wave where voters of all demographics, all socioeconomic status, people of all different cultural backgrounds came out and said, in line with that Fox News analysis of voter sentiment, we need drastic change in this country. Now, the proof's in the pudding, as we say in Oklahoma, is that staid old U.S. Senate going to recognize that the American population, the majority of the American population, wants radical change in how we do business? Or are we going back to just, you know what, let's just kind of keep doing business the way we want to? Because, you know, too much change. Nope. I'm over that. I'm over it. I want some radical change. And that's why I think that Beck and Kirk are on to something here.
Let me tell you the Charlie Kirk plan, which is now going public. Sooner Cornyn is almost assuredly going to win. John Adams presided over the U.S. Senate as Senate Majority Leader 200 years ago as Vice President of the United States.
I would correct that only in this regard. He didn't actually preside as Senate Majority Leader. He presided as the President of the Senate, which is his constitutional authority and right to do so. But he acted as a Senate Majority Leader because the actual position of Senate Majority Leader didn't really come into effect until don't hold me to this date, but I'm going to say like 1895 or so, 1865. It was quite a while. But acting as the president of the Senate, he acted in the capacity as the Senate Majority Leader.
Going to win. John Adams presided over the U.S. Senate as Senate Majority Leader 200 years ago as Vice President of the United States. So I think J.D. Vance should, I think J.D. Vance should be President of the Senate and become Senate Majority Leader. And he would control
the Senate. I am in love with that. I said that just the other day. I didn't know if anybody, you know, if that, you know, it was possible with J.D., but he would be fantastic.
I got to give credit. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Does he get the access to the Senate GOP funds?
Huh? Well, yes. Let me build out how this would work. Essentially, the Constitution says that the Vice President is the President of the Senate, highest ranking officer, and when he sits in the chair, that's the way it is. There is no question about it. This is, again, Senator Mike Lee came up with this. This is a 1 a.m. phone call from Senator Mike Lee last night, and he had me at hello.
He has me at hello every time.
Yeah. Now, mind you, J.D. would have to really want it in the sense that it would be a ton of monotonous. He had to sit in the chair and listen to procedure stuff, and he'd have to go to the Senate lunches. However, he would basically be able to be the President of the Senate and set the entire tone of legislative agenda. Now, as far as the political stuff, that yes and no. I mean, he could create his own. He could do, you know, they could hand him the Senate Leadership Fund. But basically, if you're the president of Senate, then everyone looks to you, and then you get to determine who's on committees, which, of course, you know there's a lot of power in that. Now, mind you, this would completely change the game in Washington. I have not had anybody tell me it's a bad idea. Now, mind you, John C. Calhoun tried to exhibit his power back, as you know, in the 1950s as president of the Senate and was actually shot down. So there has been some trimming of the power of the president of the Senate. However, in the Senate rules, it says the highest ranking officer is, and that's the president of the Senate, which is the VP. This power has never been exercised, tried, or tested. Considering the mandate and considering that we only have a Senate majority thanks to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, it's not as if like the Senate candidates did better than Trump. The opposite is truth, actually. Trump did way better, and they're only there because of coattails of Trump, you know, from Sheehy to Moreno to McCormick. That's your majority right there. So that's my push. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I would love to see J.D. Vance become Senate Majority Leader.
That'd be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? If you want change, there'd be a good place to start. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment to this number on your message app, 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, Michael or Mike. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Hey guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Saturday after the election. Glad to have you with you. Glad to have you with me on the weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, follow me over on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow. You know, I'm always trying to, it's just a stupid little game I play. But I do like the involvement and the engagement because just like text messages, the more people that follow me on Twitter, on X, the more I get to see what you post and what you're talking about, which gives me an idea also about, and your replies to things that I say or do on the program. But then I look at the numbers and since I started doing this program, I have really built up my following on X and I say thanks to all of you who have followed me and I just passed 18,600. And so now my goal is to get to 19,000. So I need 400 of you to go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Real quickly, before we get into the next hour, and many of you have mentioned the FEMA story, and yes, I'm going to discuss the FEMA story. Do you think the former FEMA director is going to ignore the FEMA story? Huh? Do you know what the FEMA story is? Then you need to stay tuned. Oh my God, it's outrageous. But let's go back to the Harris campaign for a moment. We talked a lot about the Trump campaign. Let's talk about the Harris campaign. The number one or two issue, the top three issues were inflation, the economy, and immigration. And they alternated, you know, depending on who you talk to. Sometimes the economy, sometimes inflation. I'd put them both in the same category, although they are two entirely different subjects, and obviously illegal immigration. But in addition to the inflation that was caused by all the grotesquely wasteful spending that the Biden administration has left us with more than $36 trillion in debt. Go write that number out, $36 trillion. And then if you spent, I haven't done the calculations. You go do this yourself. $36 trillion divided by, let's just say, $1 million a minute. $1 million a minute. How long would it take you to pay off your debt? You have a $36 trillion credit card, and you want to pay more than the minimum amount. So you're going to pay $1 million a minute.
How long will it take you to pay off $36 trillion in debt? Now imagine how bad that $36 trillion would be if the cabal had been able to install Kamala Harris in the presidency, just like they installed her as the nominee. Well, here's a clue. The Harris campaign fell $20 million in debt during the final weeks of her campaign, according to several sources. The California Bureau Chief for Politico wrote in a post on X that Harris's campaign had ended with at least $20 million in debt, according to two sources familiar with the situation. Now, it turns out that Harris's catastrophic campaign wasn't all the fault of Joe Biden after all. Now, speaking of Biden, maybe he could, you know, unilaterally cancel her debt, just like he's done with college loans in defiance of the Supreme Court. But more likely than not, Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden are probably snickering over this. Here's what they're snickering about. Kamala, again, this is Christopher Catalago, the California Bureau Chief for Politico. He writes, Harris raised more than $1 billion and had in the bank, as of October 16, she had $118 million in the bank. Now, apparently that $118 million that she had as of October 16 is not going to be enough money to cover the checks that she has written to finance all the showy concerts with all those nitwit celebrities whose political exhortations voters have learned to ignore. Do you vote for anybody based on a celebrity? I hope you don't. So obviously we were not wise to trust Kamala Harris with our tax dollars. He goes on to say that a Harris campaign staffer also informed Breitbart News that several people who had worked on Harris's presidential campaign were still awaiting several overdue payments that they were promised for their work. This is so typical of Democrats. Spend other people's money as if you're a drunken sailor, and all due respect to drunken sailors, good grief. You raise over $1 billion, you've got $118 million in the bank on October 16. Let me see if I can count that a minute. So that's 20 days before the end of the election. You have $118 million in the bank, and you still end up $20 million in debt. What were you spending the money on? You know, I told my audience earlier in the week that Kamala Harris could use the money left over from her campaign to help fund other candidates, you know, to kind of help build her power base. She has no power base. Why? She has no money. She's in debt. Typical Democrat. Good grief. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Tell me anything, ask me anything. On your message app, the number's 33103. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's I-Z-E-R-V-A-Y.com.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.